Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Now, if it was a cold night, just one dog. Colder nights, two dogs. But if it was a freezing night, it was a three-dog night. An old indigenous Australian custom. One name, Corey Wells. Two names, Corey Wells, Danny Hutton. Three names, Corey Wells, Danny Hutton, Chuck Nigron. Three voices, three dog night. Now, Danny Hutton had this idea for a three lead singer group with a backup band. They got together, did some demos with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys using the name Redwood. This at a time while brother Dennis Wilson happened to be producing songs for another singer-songwriter named Charles Manson. Danny, Corey, and Chuck worked on the three-part harmony thing and then went off to perform as Three Dog Night and had an amazing run through the late 60s into the mid-70s with 21 Billboard Top 40 hits, seven of which went gold, 13 gold albums, and over 40 million albums sold. Magical harmonies, great song selection. They didn't write many songs, but they sure picked first-rate composers like Elton and Bernie, John Hiatt, Randy Newman, Hoyt Axton, but man, could they sing. Today, the three-part harmonies of Three Dog Night on Yeah Baby Tunes.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Broken heart, Eli's coming hot.
Three Dog Night on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. We heard their first big hit, One is the Loneliest Number, a Harry Nilsson composition. Eli is Coming, written by Laura Nero. Paul Williams, Out in the Country, and Liar, a Russ Ballard penned song. Now, by 1976, Three Dog Night had run its course, and they all went their separate ways, Danny Hutton leaving first. They reunited in 1981, but found the hit-making days were tough to recapture. Still, they toured, and then in 1985, after relapsing back into his heroin addiction, Chuck Nigron was bounced out of Three Dog Night for good. Danny and Corey continue to tour and record and play together and sing together. I remember seeing them a while back at the Taste of Somewhere, and they really sounded pretty good. Chuck fought his way through his addiction and finally got clean in the early 90s after leaving an immense number of rehab programs. He recorded solo and has written a very telling autobiography called Three Dog Nightmare. And I heard Howard Stern interview him back in the mid-90s. It was totally compelling. Chuck, who had it all and lost it, was living in a shooting gallery and was dumpster diving. Very gripping. They weren't ever able to return to the pinnacle, but they had an amazing run and left us with some really great three-part harmonies. Three Dog Night on today's tunes. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to hip your friends to us here on the web and on Facebook and keep those sweet tweets a-coming. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah, Baby Tunes.